Did you ever play a musical instrument that you blow through, move back and forth?
He plays, I don't. I ain't no music about me. I ain't no fisherman and no music about me.
Does your grandson know how to use that kind that you...
Juice harp? I don't know whether he ever saw one or not.
It's been a long time.
Is that right? Have you tried it?
When I was real little, I wouldn't know how to play it now.
Yeah.
More like humming through the thing, something like
that. Mm. I used to own one, but I never did learn to play it.
I played French harmonica. What did I play?
Which term do you use, French harp or...?
Well, when you're down in Louisiana, you call it a French harp. When, when you're up here, you call it a monica.
Yeah, I seen it laying somewhere.
Did you ever hear a harmonica called a mouth harp?
Yeah.
Mouth harp when you were young. You travel around a good deal, don't you? You have to keep shifting.
I got a granddaughter of that over there. My son-in-law's daughter, you know. Her oldest daughter, she called a mouth organ. She played that thing, man.
Mm.
She played piano, that.
Got about four terms now for the same thing.
What's that other thing?
Accordion.
Accordion.
Squeeze box accordion.
Mm-hmm. Play that. Yeah.
And when I came to using a wagon, what was the thing that you attached to the wagon that you hooked the horses to?
Well, you had to have a tongue in it, and then a Dublin tree on there. Just say my leg is the front of the hounds.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, here's a tongue comes into them here. Then there's a whole board right here, and a long, well, it's nearly a 2x6 put across with it, and then in each end of this is got this Dublin tree. It's got a hole in that, and you fasten a single tree on each end here, and then you hook the horses to this single tree, mm-hmm. and then fasten them to the end of the tongue up there, mm-hmm. to the breast chains up to the breast, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Fasten the tongue. But this is right across here, that you hook them to, it's called a Dublin tree and single tree, a double tree and single tree.
And if you've got a buggy, but just say for one horse, could you explain how that was hooked up?
Yeah, the shafts for that place of a tongue, you know.
Uh-huh. And how about would you use just for one horse, you'd hook the shafts, how would they be hooked up to the horse then?
Well, they fastened up there, but right back here, they got a cross piece in them. And they got then a single tree fastened back here.
I see.
For one horse, place mm-hmm. of two. It's right in the center.
I see. The buggy wheel, would you explain the different parts to a buggy wheel? You'd start out with what was the wheel hooked onto?
Yeah, the axle.
And then
around
the axle
across here, there's metal. And then it had, on the ends of it, there's what they call a scheme fixed on there, you know. That was our spindle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wheels had a little, I believe a scheme is inside of the hub of the wheel, and then it went on there and a tap out here on the end, you know, to hold it on.
Mm-hmm. And then the wheel itself, or the hub, would be, would you explain how a wheel was put together to start with a hub?
Well, this hub is full of holes. Mm-hmm. Some of them dodge one way and one the other.